Hi there, this is Tracy, and tonight I want to talk about boundaries. And for one, I would like to say that I didn't know what a boundary was. No one ever told me that that was something I should be doing, or that I should have things named. Things always happened in my life because I apparently didn't set boundaries. And what that means is I didn't stand up for myself, for what I was thinking and what I needed. And I'll give you an example. If you were going on vacation with your family and you really didn't want to go to a particular place, whether it was a location or while you're on vacation, maybe you want to sit at the beach and someone else wants to go to a museum. And you go to the museum and then you don't have a good time because you're on vacation and you want to be on the beach. But by not telling anyone and not sticking up for what you really felt, you didn't have proper boundaries. And this sort of thing happens in our life every single day, whether it's setting a physical boundary. And a physical boundary, let's use this as an example. If you have a boss and every time you wear a skirt, he's Googling at your legs, right? So that was a personal boundary. That's space. That's kind of a bad thing. Emotional boundaries are what we're really talking about here. And when we don't know how to set a boundary, we really can't judge ourselves. So this is the part I always say, we cannot blame ourselves. I am not blaming myself for the fact that I did not know about boundaries until a very few months ago. And I can now look back at so many things in my life that really just pissed me off, and I didn't understand why someone was doing this to me. And in reality, it was me. It was me allowing them to do that. Because they're just seeing what they can get away with. And they're worried about their wishes. And so the first thing to do is to figure out, what are your boundaries? What are you absolutely dead set not doing? Maybe if you're thinking about going on a date with someone and they try to grab your hand as they're walking into the movie theater and it's your first date. That might feel uncomfortable. That might not be what you really want. And yet, what happens? You let him hold your hand and then you think he's a creeper and you don't go out with him again. It wasn't his fault. It was mine, if this was me. Because I didn't say, you know what, that doesn't make me feel comfortable. I'd rather get to know you a little bit better. That would be setting a boundary. So start by identifying, what don't you want to do? If you don't want your ex-husband coming over and talking about his new girlfriend or his new wife, if you don't want that, there's only one way, and that's to tell him. And so it's your right to say, you know what, that doesn't make me feel comfortable, and I would really appreciate it if you didn't do that. That way, if he fails at doing that, then you've got a reason to be pissed off at him, because you've given him fair warning. We can't blame the narc or somebody for doing something that we never said wasn't right. It's an old recording that goes through our head, but I think that most of us actually can feel our intuition, and something's just telling us it's not right. You've had this feeling, I know that you have. Something's just weird, and that's how you're gonna identify, this is a weird thing. I don't like it when my friend makes me stay out all night and I was going out for one drink. and I let her drag me around, and I'm not happy. It's not her fault. She was just going with her plan. If I don't say, you know what, have a good night, I'm going home, it's a fine line. I'm not saying that things that narcissists try to get away with and usually do is fair or right, and that in any way, shape, or form that they are not responsible for doing the shitty things that they've done. I am saying we have to own this responsibility, and in that responsibility of owning it, we can just say, I didn't know. I know now. From this day forward, how am I going to react when that person comes over? How am I going to react when they've crossed a line that I don't want to be with? You know, we've kind of learned one thing, I think, in society is that, you know, we don't want our friends to drive drunk. We don't want them to come out and all of us go out and they're the designated driver and they're drinking. We aren't really going to tolerate that. Someone's going to say, you know, if you're going to drink, then I won't, and give me your car keys. We kind of can set that boundary, and it's almost like it's something that we're taught. It's something that we get drilled into us. But when it's a regular, everyday-to-day thing, you might have a friend whose son is your son's age, and they always want you to drive everywhere. You are the designated driver. She might be home laying in her pool, but you're running around and driving the kids and taking them and do everything. And it was okay at first, but at some point it's going to bother you. It's going to like irk inside your stomach and say, I feel icky, right? That's that inner feeling coming into your body and saying, this isn't good. And it's there. It's good. It's good that the feeling's there. It's not good that it's good that the feeling is there in your stomach to warn you that something doesn't feel right. In the end, you've probably been burned something like this before, and your body's just saying, no, that's not right. So if you're new at making boundaries like me, I suggest that you make small ones in your mind. Maybe you won't tolerate your husband not putting down the toilet seat. That's a small one. How long have you been flipping the seat back and forth, right? We know, I know you've done it. But why don't you just say that's not getting, you know, just that's not going to work. And you might have to be a little bit mean or bitchy. You don't have to be angry. That's different. You just have to be strong inside and say, please put down the toilet seat. Please put down the toilet seat. If it takes a while, it's okay on something like that, because you know what? They haven't been trained. It's like a dog you take and tell him to sit down. If you never took him and told him how to sit down and then he didn't sit down when you said sit, you can't blame the dog, right? We have to train people what we're willing to take. And what has happened in your life, if you're with a narcissist, probably, that they test you and they see what they can get away with. And if you don't define, no, that's not good enough, you're with me on New Year's Eve or that's it, that makes me feel really bad when you're not. And then be willing to stand behind it, because it might be in that standing that someone has no new respect for you. Someone says, way to go, you know? I might not like it, but it's really good that you're standing up for yourself. And when we stand up for ourselves for little things, we don't get that feeling inside. That's really important. And as we get older, I think these things can like keep compounding and compounding and compounding through our life. And I think it gets to a point where it hurts more, if that makes sense. You know, the first time, second time it's happening, they're just being trained that we're not going to do anything. We're going to go in there and close the seat. You need to be around people that respect your boundaries. And this is the part about the narcissist as well. If the narcissist is told your boundaries, then not doing it, you have to make a choice. You have to stand up for yourself and be strong and say, that's not good. Could you do it this way? Or I'm not comfortable. You have to be strong and you have to tell them and be willing to walk away, whether it's a best friend for 40 years. If someone knows what your boundaries are and you've told them and they don't respect it, you have to find other friends. It's just as simple as that. And know that your body is telling you inside, when that feeling comes, that this isn't good. This makes me feel icky. Don't forget. We don't want to be icky. Never. Never, never, never. So learn boundaries and stick by them. They're really important and you will be happier. Hi there. I thought of something else. I thought of a good example. There are boundaries that you can set in a low, medium, and high priority. I suggest that you write down on a piece of paper each column and see if you can list out something that doesn't bother you that much. Maybe they leave the toothpaste open. Then on the next level, I want you to write down things that, you know, it kind of bothers you, but it's not like you're going to walk out of the house. And then the third thing is, when I say no, I mean no, or whatever your most important thing that really irks you, what's your boundary there? And then write down what would happen if the other person didn't do it. You'll find that the small one, right, is, okay, I'll live with that. Or, better yet, tell them again. Until we train them like the puppy, they're not gonna know. So make a list, make a priority, and then think about what happens if they don't do this. Are you willing to stand up for yourself? Just because you stand up for yourself doesn't mean that the person isn't going to honor your wishes. But the important thing is, if they don't, you're not valuing yourself. You've made it really clear, and you're gonna still feel like shit when they do it. So try taking care of yourself and set a boundary. Oh, if you want to subscribe to my channel, my son keeps telling me I have to say that. I would like that. And if you leave comments below, look, I get to do this. I am trying to answer all of them. So thank you.